Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tyre Power Best Buys on Big Brand Sale now on. Get into your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
Everybody is talking about MG at Mount Barker Auto Group in the Adelaide Hills. Coming soon.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 19 minutes past 7. Good morning to you, Bix. There's so much stuff happening in Adelaide at the moment. As you know, the AFL Gather Round Footy Festival is coming in a few weeks' time. If you follow at Toolkit Depot, you have your chance to get some tickets, and these are almost money can't buy tickets now because it's pretty much sold out everywhere.
Ticket spec gone, isn't it?
The Oakbank Easter Festival, there's also tickets available for that too. So Mad March continues into awesome April. Are we going to go with that? I'll think of something better. Let's talk about something that wasn't so great for Adelaide fans over the weekend. Going down to the Giants in, would you say a pretty winnable game, especially up to halftime it looked that way?
Yeah, for sure. Adelaide just got out of the blocks. Their first quarter was very good, and the second quarter was followed up as well. Was really good. Six straight clearances out of the middle. Adelaide just couldn't put it on the scoreboard. They kicked 4-9 in the first quarter, which could have easily been 7 or 8 goals. So there were a couple of chances in there that were unlucky and touched on the line, touched off the boot. A couple of misses that they would like to take back. Isaac Rankin was electric in the first half. He kicked 2.5 pretty much in that first half, but then dropped out of it. But I think what we got was a glimpse of the future for Adelaide. So Rochelle was very good. Rankin was good. Pedler, we haven't seen a lot of. He was very good as well. Max Michelinie on debut looked like he is going to be just a really solid citizen. He's going to play a lot of footy. You can chuck in Saligo and Berry, who, look, it wasn't their best games, but we've seen them enough to know that they're going to be great players as well. So there's six young players I think are going to form a nucleus going forward of being that sort of a really good nucleus for Adelaide. But unfortunately, those guys, and particularly a lot of them were playing through the middle of the ground, Chuck Schomburg in there as well, they just got outclassed in the second half through some experienced work from Canelio, Kelly and Ward. Chuck in Tom Green as well, had 37 disposals. Bit bigger body, they struggled to deal with him around stoppage. And that was the difference. Got it out of the middle and just were able to get it deep inside their forward line. And Matthew Nix pretty much said as much in his press conference after the game.
Yeah, well, I think they clearly beat us in around stoppage. They centre bounce was the difference in that second half, for sure, which set us up, unfortunately, in our back half. If they didn't score from that centre bounce, they definitely were able to bring the pressure. I thought first quarter, you know, we had the game on our terms, but that was really the difference in the second half. Their midfielders got on top.
So, Bix, I wanted to ask you, you went through the players that could be identified as the future of the football club, but are we not focusing enough on the result? If you think about the Giants team that finished 16th last season, they lose key players. We think of Tim Taranto, Jacob Hopper, Bobby Hill. They all leave the club and they go to different clubs. So three first choice players. We know the history of the Crows and the Giants, that the Crows have been demolished the past couple of times that they've met. Should this be more of an alarm bells kind of game against an opposition which we don't expect to be playing finals, and the Crows are expected to be winning more games than last year?
Look, I think GWS underperformed last year. They've got so much talent in that team. Toby Green, Whitfield, mentioned Canelio, we mentioned Josh Kelly, Callum Ward, Tom Green, Himmelberg, Hogan, like it goes on. They've got Haynes, they've got great players. So I think they underperformed. The thing that I think is going to hurt Adelaide is that the players that I mentioned, Rochelle and Saligo and Schomburg and all those guys through the middle of the ground, they were outclassed. But guess what? They're still babies in terms of midfielders and their craft around stoppage and centre bounce. They have to continue to go with them. And this is where it gets hard, because next week Adelaide could line up against Richmond and say, you know what, we're going to play Ben Keys, Rory Laird and Rory Sloane in the middle. And we're not going to put Saligo and we're not going to put Rochelle and those guys through the middle because they're not quite ready yet. Well, guess what? The only way you can get ready is to expose them. The problem with Adelaide is Adelaide went right down the bottom and, you know, finished on the wooden spoon in 20, and they've got played young players in 21 and 22, you know, in the years 21 and 22. But this is the thing. Jones now is, this is Chase Jones, has played 58 games. Ned McHenry's played 49. McPherson, 39. Scholl, 38. James Rowe, not even at the club, played 36. Murphy, who's been there the last 3 or 4 years, has played 74. Those players who have played all those games aren't good enough to make the side right now. And with Rochelli, Rankin, Berry, Soligo, Pedler, Michelani, I'm not sure they're going to get back in. So potentially you've invested a lot of time and energy into those guys, and they haven't been the right guys. I'm really confident that they've got a really good group now, and they certainly need to invest in some of these young players. But you could argue, and you put Fisher Mackesy in that as well, they've sort of spun the wheels for a year or two whilst they've been trying to find which players are the ones that they need to invest in, and that's probably going to hamper them a little bit. So this year is going to be very similar to last year. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be moments in games where you dominate, where Rochelli and Soligo play great footy, but then there's going to be moments where they drop out of it because their young players still finding their way. So I think this is pretty much where I saw Adelaide. You're going to have some highs and lows. And what we hope is that by the back half of the season, that experience that you're putting into these young guys, they'll become more consistent and they'll perform at a higher level more consistently each game.
Kieran has sent a text in on 0427154166. Flew to the sauna in Sydney for the game. Loved Michelani's first game, and I finally see what they like about Pedler. When we were on top, we kicked 4-9 in the first. When GWS were on top, they kicked 6-3 in the third. Got to take your chances, hoping for a big bounce back from the midfield on Saturday versus the Tigers. And who knows, the Crows could potentially win that game. You just don't know.
Well, home game, play in front of their home crowd. I think we saw the energy that players get from playing at their home ground with Port Adelaide playing there last week. The Tigers struggled to score. They've kicked 58 points against Carlton, so they had a draw. The big thing will be is how will Adelaide recover? Like, Adelaide will come off the sauna, as it was described there, and a six-day break. Of course, Richmond played 9 days ago on Thursday, so they should be a lot fresher. So I would suspect this week at Adelaide, it'll be all about the recovery.
And that's what Daniel said as well. What's the odds when a team on a 9-day break plays a team on a 6-day break? So they're up against it. But as Mark Bickley says, there could be a bit of light at the end of the tunnel here. We'd love to know your thoughts, Crows fans. 1300 736 736. It's 26 minutes past 7.